Pope Benedict XVI visited the Czech Republic over the weekend on a mission that many deemed impossible. In a secular nation where most people define themselves as atheists, the Pope focused on reclaiming the Christian heritage and bringing more Czechs back to the faith.
Moje milovanie, je pro mne veľká radosť byť dnes s vami ste v Brne, v srdci Moravy.
Pope Benedict addressed some 120,000 believers at the Mass he celebrated outside Brno in the Catholic heartland of the Czech Republic on Sunday. Although large numbers of those who attended arrived from neighboring Slovakia, Poland and Germany, the pontiff received a much warmer welcome than on his arrival in Prague the previous day. One of those who camped on the site was Tomáš Váňa, a 23-year-old student from Prague.
Well, I'm from Prague, but I got to Brno yesterday during the night, and we got up at about 4 o'clock to be here at along 5 o'clock.
You know, there don't seem to be many people from Bohemia, from the Bohemian part of the Czech Republic. Why do you think that is?
Well, yeah, I think that's the reason why the Mass is here in Brno, and the reason is simple. Most Catholics live here in Moravia.
One of the purposes of the papal visit is to bring people back to the church in the Czech Republic. Do you think that he could be successful, even in such an atheist nation as the Czechs?
Yes, I believe so. I think that the Czech nation is not atheist. It is now a little bit, but traditionally it's a very Catholic country. And I think that the Pope is the person who can bring people back to faith.
His predecessor, John Paul, was very popular and he had a very outgoing personality, whereas about Benedict, many people say he's more of an intellectual and rational type. How do you feel about the comparison? And how do you feel about Czechs seeing Benedict?
Yeah, well, it's true. It is true. But the two popes are very different personalities. And I don't think, John Paul II was more outgoing, but it's said that more people attend Masses of Pope Benedict. And I think that the Czech people are more intellectual than people from the south, from Italy, for example. They are more outgoing. So I think that this Pope is the guy who can help people from the north of Europe to bring people back to faith.
Reverend Tomáš Halík is a leading figure of the Czech Catholic Church and also a professor of sociology at Prague's Charles University. He believes that while most Czechs live in what he calls the spiritual desert, the intellectual side of Pope Benedict may appeal to those who lack more spirituality in their lives.
They are the thinking people, educated people, young people, artists, scientists, and they have great interest for the spiritual values. But it's a problem that a church has very few people they are able to work with this third part of people, because the majority of priests and bishops was brought up in this village culture, this popular Catholicism, and this educated people, artists, young people, they need quite different style of pastoral work.
And Benedict XVI might be the right person for this kind of approach. In his keynote speech to members of the academic community at Prague Castle on Sunday, the Holy Father stressed the importance of respect for the Christian roots of the society.
What will happen if our culture builds itself only on fashionable arguments with little reference to a genuine historical intellectual tradition or on the viewpoints that are most vociferously promoted and was civilly founded? What will happen if in its anxiety to preserve a radical secularism, it detaches itself from its life-giving roots? Our societies will not become more reasonable or tolerant or adaptable, but rather more brittle and less inclusive, and they will increasingly struggle to recognize what is true, noble, and good.
On Monday, the 28th of September, the Pope celebrated a Mass honoring the main Czech patron saint, Saint Wenceslas. The event attracted some 50,000 people to the outskirts of Stará Boleslav, where Wenceslas suffered a martyr's death in the 10th century. On this occasion, the Pope had a special message for young people. They should open their hearts to Jesus and not be led astray by illusory visions of spurious happiness that leads to sadness and solitude. One of the pilgrims at Stará Boleslav was Jiřina Hofmanová, a 30-year-old doctor from Prague. She said that she appreciated the way the Pope highlighted the legacy of St. Wenceslas.
I think it was really important and strong message which young people in Czech Republic needs now, and they really express the situation in the society.
What does St. Wenceslas mean for you today? Is there any overlap into the present?
I think definitely, yeah. It's a big example, and he lived in a similar time to ours. It was very difficult for him to live the belief and live the faith in his time, and I think it's a similar situation now, so he's a big example. If I want to live my belief properly, then it's a pressure not to hide myself.
The Czech Republic is not only a decidedly secular nation, but it is also the only European country that has not yet concluded a treaty with the Vatican. Czech President Václav Klaus, who has always opposed the treaty, accompanied the Pope throughout the visit and was clearly charmed by him. But some are skeptical whether this will bring about a change of heart. Cyril Svoboda is the head of the Christian Democratic Party that largely relies on Czech Catholics for support.
Václav Klaus, maybe he likes the ceremonial style of celebrations, and he likes protocol, traditional protocol, and the Holy Father Benedict XVI, he is a representative of all the traditional rules. And I think that it is a question of form. It is not the question of substance.
Assessing the time the Holy Father spent in the Czech Republic, Mr. Svoboda says that the visit seemed to indicate that the Czech Catholic Church can look ahead with optimism.
If there is any spiritual impact, or if there are some spiritual consequences or implications, we will see in the future. But the fact that there was a massive participation of believers is a good signal that even the church in my country is in a good condition, and maybe it is a good and solid basis for the future development.
During his visit, the socially conservative Pope did not mention any of the topics that could cause controversy among liberal Czechs. This might be one of the reasons why Czechs seemed much warmer towards Benedict XVI as he ended his historic visit. The coming years will show whether Czechs listened to what Benedict had to say and whether his emphasis on the Christian roots of the Czech society had fallen on a fertile soil.